Track 4. ITV arts editor Nina Nanar tells us about the honour she felt of being made a Doctor of Letters.
I know it was a few weeks ago and I've already posted plenty of pics online, but hey, I haven't done the same in this column yet, so here goes. I am a Doctor of Letters. Don't give me a scalpel and stethoscope or anything, I'm not that kind of a doctor. I was hugely privileged to be given an honorary doctorate by the University of East Anglia, recognising services to the arts and media. The whole day was a joy. With the pomp and ceremony, it feels medieval in a very nice way. You know that you are participating in a ceremony that has been this way for many years, and you get to wear a gown and a delightful velvet tam. I'm not really a hat person, but this I could get used to. There was something about wearing this graduating outfit that just made me feel quite clever without even having to sit an end of year exam. I'm sure I'm not alone in still getting the occasional exam nightmare, you know, the one when you walk into the exam room, turn the paper over and realise you've been revising the wrong subject. Gown on, you then assemble with all of the staff whose students are graduating. On my day it was media and communication studies and languages and global development graduates. You are then led into the graduating arena in single file by someone carrying a ceremonial mace. I couldn't help raising my eyes to see all of these young students seated there waiting and the many family members who had come along with them. As well as being a day for the students to celebrate their achievements, it is just as important for their parents and carers and friends who have supported them through their journey. And it is a moving occasion. I've been fortunate to sit on the governing bodies of two universities in the past, Staffordshire and Norwich University of the Arts. And it is one of the most wonderful duties to attend graduation ceremonies. I have wept at the emotion of it all. To hear a citation read out on stage introducing you and explaining why you were judged worthy of such an honour is a hugely humbling experience. And I did enjoy the chance to stand at the podium and talk to the students. It reminds you of your time graduating from university, all the questions you had, the paths laid out in front of you, the uncertainty of where to tread. I thought I was going to be the country's greatest rock critic, but then I went down the path of broadcast news. Although covering the arts, I am connected to my love of music, and in the week leading up to receiving my award, I had seen Black Sabbath, Metallica, Guns N' Roses and Oasis on stage, so I guess that still makes me a little bit rock and roll. I'm not even sure the young students had seen me on TV. The way people get their news these days is so different from when I was starting out, with bulletins at set times on a limited number of channels. Now you can get the news as and when from the comfort of your own phone. Yet they still listened to what an old fogey like me had to say, and I hope I made a bit of sense to them when I suggested that if they did not yet know what they wanted to do with their careers, they could always crash at their parents' houses for the next few decades. An audible groan went up from the parents sitting there. I really didn't want to give my gown back. I loved the way it made me feel. Like I said, clever. Humour me, please.